Namaste. One of the core reasons, if we're all honest deep down, if we look inside, certainly was for me, one of the core reasons why we're doing this awakening thing, why we're trying to learn to meditate or self-inquire or contemplate whatever it is that we're doing, it is to begin to feel better. To begin to feel better and to feel better more consistently, to feel good and to feel good eventually continuously and effortlessly, to feel peaceful and all of that. So it can boil down to our meditation can boil down to, am I having fun when I do this? Am I feeling good when I meditate? When I sit to, be conscious of my consciousness, or to notice the here-ness, or to recognize my own subjectivity. When I sit down to do that, does it feel good, actually? Or am I frustrated with it? Am I finding myself not wanting to do it and all of that? And of course, some resistance is normal because of the directness of the practice. But just checking out. Is it adding something to your day? Does it feel good when you do it? Do you feel better when you've done it than when you skip a day or something? And, if you're not having fun, and, I'm not talking about I'm sitting laughing hysterically for 20 minutes, not, well, that's obviously possible, but is it something you look forward to? Your meditation, and if not, why not? Is it just as important a part of your day as, having your breakfast or sleeping at night or, getting the kids to school or whatever it is? And meditation for me began to become more like that. It was something that I just loved to do, and it was important enough that I found time for it. It was easy for me to say with four kids, four small children at the time that there wasn't really time to do it. But the more important, the more fun I began to have with it, the more I seemed to make the time somehow. I don't know how, but it just seemed to happen. And of course, that got easier as my children grew up more. But are you right now, today, if you're doing your meditation or you've done it, are you having fun with it? Is it adding value and enrichment to your experience? And for most of us, the answer to that question will be no, not really. It's something I feel I have to do or I should do. And one of the reasons I wanted to do this video was really to kind of look at that in depth. It was the same for me too. As always, I know I always say that, but wherever you're struggling, I've been right there too. And here was one area that I really held myself back for a while. I know we could say this about contemplation or even self-inquiry. Why are we doing it? A meditation here specifically, why are we doing it? Why should I take 20 minutes out of my day to sit down and listen to the silence? And it's really got to be because it makes me feel better, nicer, freer, happier than when I don't do it. And really, awakening itself, why are we pursuing that? Why are we trying to recognize what we really are? Because if recognizing the truth and finding enlightenment actually made us feel worse, would we do it? If they said, Sergio said, when you recognize what you really are, you'll feel miserable all the time. I'd rather stay, ignorance is bliss in that case. I'd rather stay asleep. Thank you very much. But really, we all want awakening because of how we believe it will make us feel when we get there. And we could be doing this with our meditation too. I'm doing this to get to some point in the future. I'm sitting here today meditating to get to some point in the future where I feel the way I want to feel, the way I've heard it's possible to feel. So, looking at our reasons for doing this. And for me, I had to strip away all of those reasons, bit by bit, of course, until the only reason I was meditating is because it felt nice. And when I wasn't trying to get anything out of it, to get to any destination, to get to an end goal, then it began to become extraordinarily pleasurable. So in practical terms, if I'm sitting to meditate, listening to the silence, resting as a stillness, and my mind is just going nuts, like crazy, like just thoughts after thoughts after thoughts, and I find myself distracted so many times, I'm thinking it's not even worth sitting here. And I'm looking at the clock and there's still 15 minutes left in it out of the 20, and it feels like I've been here for already 5 years, not 5 minutes. Then can I enjoy that? Is that something I can actually enjoy? Well, yes, if I surrender in that moment to what I think this should look like and what I think this meditation should be, I'll begin to enjoy it. This is my meditation today, being interrupted from the stillness 150 times. And I'm not doing meditation, not sitting in meditation to try to get to a point where that stops happening. I'm not even doing it to try to awaken. I'm just doing it because that's what my body is doing right now, sitting to meditate. And when you abandon all your goals from meditation, it will become fun, no matter what the body's feeling. Did you know you can enjoy meditation even if there's a negative emotion happening, or a pain in the body, or some contraction or something going on in your life that you don't want? You'll enjoy it as much as you have no reason for doing it, other than I want to. So just looking at, are you really enjoying this? Is it something that you really look forward to? And it turned into this for me, something that was the highlight of my day. And that may sound a little, you know, sad, I guess, like the highlight of my entire existence is when I get to sit alone for 20 minutes. But, you know, and then that turned into a love affair, turned into an hour when I had the time, of course, sometimes split into two sections, morning and evening. But, and then it became, I want to do this all the time with my eyes open. I'm feeling so good. I want to do this while I'm talking and walking, and I want to feel this way all the time. So just looking at your reasons why and letting that go if you can. Of course, you want to feel peaceful and joyful and blissful all the time. Of course you do. But that can't be the reason why we're meditating. The loosest reason, I would say, would be because I want to be with myself. I really want to listen to the silence just because it's what's true. And that is a good reason. And it won't project into the future. Or I'm listening to silence because it's stable and it's here whenever I need to, you know, recognize it, need a little top me up. So if you can see that whenever we're struggling in meditation, it's because we're trying to head towards a goal. And if you let that go, there's a beautiful silence here now in this moment. There's a peace always available here in this moment. So why are you doing this? And can you let go a few of those reasons? And, you know, it sounds sort of hedonistic that when I say I only do something now because when I enjoy it or I want to. But I've begun to guide my entire life that way and it flows much better. Never doing anything because I should, I ought to, or it's going to get me somewhere. Of course, I started exactly where you're at and had to switch over these motivations. But as I did, I began to see that I can feel how I want to feel right now. If I'm not trying to get somewhere, even in meditation, especially in meditation, when I get really good at this meditation thing, then I'll be awakened or I'll be peaceful or whatever. It's just not true. Think of it as a tool that you're always going to be learning deeper with, including self-inquiry and contemplation. Meditation for me still shows subtle nuances that, you know, every day it delights and surprises me, even though it's pretty constant now and effortless, that my attention is just open and not fixating on a thought or an object. It doesn't mean that there's an end reached. In fact, it's really a beginning, a wonderful beginning. End of striving and all of that. So I hope that helps to kind of make your practice more fun. If it's not fun, why are you doing any of it? Is it worth feeling bad right now for the promise of some future goal? And does that actually work? If I want to feel really good in the future all the time and I'm not feeling good now, I'm already feeling bad for some reason, how far is this practice going to get me towards what I ultimately want? If instead my meditation is an exploration of how good I can feel in this moment, then that will continue to amplify as I move into the future, which doesn't really exist anyway. So have a think about that and see where what it brings up for you, and look at your motivations for doing it, for doing meditation. And can you relax a few of those? Can you just kind of come to it fresh today? I'm just going to sit for 20 minutes and tune into the awakeness and see what happens. And that's the only reason for doing it, to just see what happens. Or something like that. And, you know, just want to, as always, end with a little encouragement, just to say that you're not at all where you think you are with this. You are already so awakened compared to where you were 5 years ago, 1 year ago, everybody else on the planet. So just learning to relax a little, have a little more fun with it. That is surrender in a nutshell. Thank you.